This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ex-head of respiratory research at Pfizer, Mike Yeadon, and researchers including Craig Partycooper have sourced VAERS data on vaccine death and injury in the U.S., a database of over 700,000 adverse reactions caused by the Moderna, Pfizer, and Janssen vaccines. These vaccines have been deployed in different batches, officially referred to as lots. This has allowed Yeadon's team to back engineer Big Pharma's COVID-19 vaccine deployment agenda in the U.S. All their information is published at howbadismybatch.com and howbad.info. And what we learn is quite telling. About 0.5% of all the different batches are highly toxic, resulting in hospitalization, disability, and death within days or weeks of injection. Other batches cause minimal adverse reactions, and most appear to be harmless placebos. When plotting on a timeline, we can see that these three companies have been working together to quietly monitor the lethal effectiveness of specific deadly batches. While one company is deploying a lethal batch, the other two deploy harmless ones, creating the scientific environment to perform dose range finding, or the maximum tolerated dose for each specific batch. The timeline shows that each lethal batch deployment is preceded and followed by a quiet period, allowing them time to establish their baseline before the next deadly batch is deployed. Private leaked documents from the CDC show a list of expiry dates, and only certain lots are included, the very same lots found to be highly toxic in Partycooper's database. Which makes sense. There would be no reason to list expiration dates for saline placebo. Only the deadly ones. This mode of deployment allows governments the ability to direct deadly batches into specific populations, such as red states. Analysis of the number of dying per 100,000 vaccinated in 50 states shows us that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths are happening in red states. Some red states are experiencing 11 times more vaccine deaths than other states. On average, red states are experiencing twice the amount of vaccine death and injuries than blue states. After ruling out other possibilities, Partycooper concluded that this can only be due to the fact that red states received at least twice as much of the lethal batches than blue states did. Among several other crimes, they are tipping the scales of the democratic process by killing people who voted against the New World Order's woke, build back better, great reset, while at the same time endlessly flooding the borders with unvaccinated foreigners. And it's happening right now. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
one. Roseanne Barr is in studio getting suited up. We're about to talk to her on the other side. Stay with us. Everybody, you know, tune in now.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick, and I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night, but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. I've got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Here now into hour number two of this Friday worldwide broadcast. Roseanne Barr is in the studio. They're getting their mic'd up right now, which is perfect timing because I want to air a few clips in context of some of the background things that have happened here. And I want to ask her, is this like the Kanye West thing, a massive trolling operation to exercise the First Amendment, or was she taken out of context? And then I want to cover a bunch of other incredible developments with her here today. We appreciate her coming in, and we believe, whether you agree with what she said out of context or in context, or whether you disagree with it, she has a right to say it. And the reason that's so important is this is Fox News. This just broke 20 minutes ago. It's going up on InfoWars.com. You see this right here? Michigan House passes bill making wrong pronouns a felony, finable to up to $10,000. Under the new bill, intimidating an individual with wrong pronouns can result in prison time or a $10,000 fine. Same thing in California. This is even stronger. This is a felony. So when a big old guy comes in, but he's got a pink mohawk, and he walks up, he bench presses 500 pounds, he's like 6'7", looks like, you know, Lou Ferrigno is prime. He says, give me part serious. You go, sure, dude. It's ma'am, I told you, it's ma'am. He goes and files a complaint. Those police that won't show up when you're getting raped or murdered, they show up faster and you can say, lickety split. They haul your ass in. You're going down. A recently passed bill in Michigan would make it a felony to intimidate someone that's going to the governor's desk by using the wrong gender pronouns. Michigan State Representatives, House Representatives, has passed Bill HB 4474, a piece of legislation that criminalizes causing someone to feel threatened by words. So that's the hate crime stuff, where you didn't really commit a crime, but somebody felt hurt. You didn't call for violence, but somebody felt hurt. Under the new bill, offenders are guilty of a felony punishable by imprisonment for not more than 5 years or a fine not more than $10,000. And it goes on. So we'll be talking about that. But let's go ahead and play our last big controversial interview, some clips of that. Then we'll play what they edited out of context of her versus what she really said on the popular, super popular talk show of Theo Von. So let's play the 2-minute Kanye West compilation from last year. That was the number one viral clip of 2022. Let's play that clip from last December, clip 25. Here it is.
I do love Hitler. I don't really care that much about Hitler. I love him. There's a lot of things that I love about Hitler. A lot of things. The Holocaust is not what happened. Let's look at the facts of that. And Hitler has a lot of redeeming qualities.
For what?
Now, I'm a Nazi, Ari Emanuel. The Zionists cannot tell me who I can love and not love. People have had issues with Jewish people forever. I love Hitler. Played out. Nobody knows who the ADL are. Stop giving them attention. Nobody cares about the ADL. ADL, shut up.
Well, they run on saying, I don't like Nazis, and I don't like what some of the mafias are doing either.
I like Hitler.
You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also.
You love Jim Jones. You love Jeffrey Dahmer.
Absolutely. Do you know who I am now, Netanyahu? What we did is we brought Netanyahu with us.
It was bad. It was bad for Trump to meet with.
And the Nazis, in my view, were thugs. It shook people down to a lot of really bad things.
But they did good things, too. We're going to stop dissing the Nazis all the time. I like Hitler.
I don't like Hitler. Have him on NPR.
Don't forget about me.
Him on NPR. And him on 60 Minutes saying the best.
It's like he had a really cool outfit and stuff, and he was a really good architect. And he didn't kill 6 million Jews. That's just, like, factually incorrect. Yeah, but Nazis are, like, kind of cool. I'm actually tired of hearing about the Jews. Like, but I also love Nazis.
Thing is,
the Zionist.
Yeah, but, okay, well, why would the Zionist be killing Jews in mass in Israel with the poison shot?
I'm not trying to be shocking. I like Hitler. Germans had a really cool leader at one time. I don't like the word evil next to Nazis. I think we need to look at...
Oh, my goodness.
But for the ADL, I want to say there's a lot of good Nazis that were just fighting for their country. Bring in the clowns. There will be clowns.
All right. I still haven't figured out exactly what he was doing or why he said that and why he went there. But I know that America is being blamed for Hitler. And if you're conservative, a Christian, a populist, you don't want to take a shot, you're called a Nazi. So there's a big backlash by people, including black folks like Kanye, yay, who I think are saying, hey, don't call me a Nazi anymore. Or I'll take your sacred cow or your religion of being a victim of Hitler. And that's like a leftist religion. And I'm going to desecrate it. I'm going to defile it. And the whole transgender thing is a cult. That's what this is. And it's out of control. Again, I'm tired of being called a Nazi. I think the Nazis were terrible and killed 20 million Germans in the process and a lot of other people. And Hitler was a loser in my view. And both my grandfathers fought Hitler, and I almost don't exist because of Hitler. But I also have some fetish about Hitler and obsessing over Hitler, like Hollywood and thousands of movies about Hitler. And it just builds Hitler up into something too big. And then people see it and say, well, then I'm against Hollywood and the New World Order. Hitler must be good. No, you can have two bad things. So because one thing is bad, you know, the whole leftist New World Order, communism, censorship, the left, does not mean something that's supposedly the opposite. National socialism is not really the opposite. Doesn't mean it's good. And I've tried to explain that. ADL bad, Hitler bad. Hitler bad, Stalin bad. Lenin bad, ADL bad. So the probably law center bad. ISIS bad. KKK bad. It's kind of how it works. A lot of bad stuff, a lot of good stuff as well. So here is the edited clip. As soon as I saw this, I could see it was jump cuts, heavily edited, to take things out of context. So here she is giving statements she's saying are things you should be allowed to say even if people disagree with them or even if they're not true. So here is a compilation clip. This is a 26, Roseanne Barr saying that no one died in the Holocaust and that 6 million Jews should die. Here it is.
See, that's the truth. And yeah. Don't you dare say anything against her. You'll be off YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and all the other ones because we have, you know, there's such a thing as the truth and facts, and we have to stick to it. And, you know.
It's scary.
And that is the truth. And nobody died in the Holocaust either. No. That's the truth.
Yeah.
It should happen. 6 million Jews should die right now because they cause all the problems in the world, but it never happened. But it never happened.
Yeah.
Mandated.
Well, you're part Jewish, right? Part of your family's Jewish?
I'm all Jewish.
You're all Jewish.
100%.
And a lot of Hollywood is Jewish, yeah? It's like a lot of Hollywood is a Jewish business, really. Well, they started Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right. But so was it weird
just
that...
Just like rap. Black people started rap.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't go over there and try to get in rap and go, all these black people, you know, go on Saturday Night Live like Dave Chappelle. I'm just saying a lot of black people are in control of rap.
Right.
Hello? Well, you went there. You
yeah.
try to get in show business. Of course it's Jewish. But, you know, and people should be glad that it's Jewish, too, because if Jews were not controlling Hollywood, all you'd have was fishing shows.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, dude.
All right, we have a 3-minute, 43-second clip. that Theo Von put out that he says is in real context of what she was talking about. We will play that clip. She's with us for as long as she wants to be here. We've got several hours of the broadcast left. I wish I was there in studio with her. I like her. She's a very smart lady, very lovable lady. And I do want to get to the bottom of what she said, because I know that, you know, she was brought up there in Utah, growing up in a high rise with a bunch of Holocaust survivors. And, you know, I do think Hitler did kill a lot of people. But I think her point, unless I missed it, is they're saying you can't say these things. If you can't say these things, you can't say anything. Like I showed you the Fox News article. This is going to be signed by the governor. 5 years in prison, $10,000 fine if you misgender someone. So this free speech is pretty darn important, especially speech I disagree with. But hey, instead of me trying to guess, because I haven't talked to her other than text message, I'm really pleased to have her on. She's in the studio. So Roseanne, you've got the floor here. We're skipping this break, so we're like 15 minutes to the next break. I played the clip of what they edited. I've seen the clip of what you really said. I got something different.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Rest homes to die so that we couldn't leave our homes to cast the votes that were unfairly counted. We're supposed to swallow that. We're supposed to not question that big fat lie. It's no different than saying no Jews died in the Holocaust. And it's no different. It's all lies, lies, lies. And of course they just remove the context.
This is incredible. This is incredible, and they're going to get, Theo Vaughn got really mad because you said this. You said, look, if they're allowed to steal an election and say we can't say it, if they're allowed to give us poison shots and put ventilators on healthy people and kill them and get away with that, and they say nobody died there, then you're saying nobody died in the Holocaust. Not because nobody died. You're saying we're not going to sit there and it's just as bad to deny the Holocaust we've just seen with these shots. And that is so powerful. And again, they try to take that out of context. So in your own words, for those that don't know, that didn't see the full podcast, millions are seeing this right now. I think you just explained the thing, but you are saying Hitler was bad. Operation Paperclip.
Of course, I grew up in an apartment building. It wasn't a high rise. It was a tenement. But my grandparents sponsored people over from Germany who had survived. I grew up with people who had numbers on their arms. That's where I began performing in my grandmother's windowsill on Friday night for Shabbat dinners, and I did my fantastic Shirley Temple impressions for those people, and to watch them laugh and be entertained. They weren't crying. They weren't miserable, and that's how I started my career. So how dare you? How very dare you? And my whole life was affected by that. All of my family was marched. They lived in the Ukraine, where the Ukrainian Nazis still exist, and the Democrat Party of Joe Biden and Obama, they want us to be on their side, okay? And we're sending them money, the Ukrainian Nazis, who marched my grandmother's family, including 10 of her siblings, little children. They marched them out of Alberniki with Lithuania and buried them alive. So you don't need to tell me anything about the Holocaust or question me as a Holocaust denier. I have it in my blood. I have it in my skin. I have it in my soul, so don't even go there. And Jonathan Greenblatt, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself, and you support that party. You support the party that sends the American taxpayers' money over there to Ukrainian Nazis. How very dare you? And you know how very dare you, too, that the old, I call it the old Biden, the thieves of our government, that, you know, they did it to cover up what they've been up to in the Ukraine and other places that they've overthrown the government, including Israel, but I won't go into that right now. But anyway, I got to take a deep breath. But the State Department...
No, you're on fire because, and by the way,
I'm on fire.
This is what you said on Theo Vaughn. You said, listen, if we can't say that people were killed by the shot, there's election fraud, which are totally true.
I'm going to tell you, though, about the election fraud, what I believe. Okay, but I want to say that the Biden State Department, just a few days ago, they instituted BDS, which is a boycott against Jews. They went ahead and did that, and Jonathan Greenblatt said nothing. They are boycotting Jews in Israel, which is what the Nazis did. They started with a boycott of Jewish businesses. And not only is it Jewish businesses in Israel, but it's a boycott of Jewish and Christian businesses here in the United States. States that do business with Israel, because a lot of Christians and Muslims too, you know, love Israel and they love Jews. Hello. And so they're boycotting them for doing business with people of Abrahamic background. So what is that, Jonathan Greenblatt? Why haven't you said nothing about that? Why haven't any of you Jewish people on the left said anything about that? And don't get me started on the left. Don't get me started on the Jewish people of the left, because I'll bring the Bible in into it and blow your damn mind. But I think that that was why they stole the election, because these people, they are just satanic. They are devilish. They are like...
Well, explain, when you say anti-Semitic, when you say anti-Semitic, Roseanne, the ADL called sweet Tucker Carlson anti-Semitic, who's trying to bring us together. They call President Trump, who has Jewish grandchildren.
Absolutely. And Jewish children.
They call him an anti-Semite, and you're explaining this election was about anti-Semitism. Explain that.
Because they want to destroy the only Jewish state that exists in the world. That's what Satan wants. That's what the devil wants. He wants to destroy the Bible. He wants to destroy our God. He wants to destroy Christianity or anybody, and like Sunni Islam. He wants to destroy anybody who's Abrahamic. He wants to destroy anybody of faith who believes to the... It's just amazing, because today's Bible reading is about how to turn curses into blessings, which is great that I'm here today to talk about that. But also, you know, Cain, these people, they come from Cain, and it is a religion. It's a Cain. They're Cainites. And if you read, you know, the Bible, and the Bible is, to me, it's about a spiritual war that exists in spiritual time and space, and also on this planet right now. It's good versus evil. But these people, Cain killed Abel, and it says in the Bible that he drank his blood. So that is the war we're fighting right now, against people who sacrifice other people and drink their blood. Am I right, Alex?
You're 100% right, and we're going to go to break in about 3 minutes, but I want you to clarify, because I know that you're a Jewish lady, but you love God, and you absolutely hate the evil, the globalists, and you were making a point, and you made this point you're making here. They'll probably edit this and say, she went on again and denied the Holocaust, with what you said was, if we're going to deny all these other crimes, then I'm going to deny this one to get the attention that we're denying serious crimes against humanity. And this poison shot is a Holocaust against our medical rights, a Holocaust against our medical freedom, and a Holocaust of our immune system, and has killed so many people. And that's a great point, that denying all these other things is just as bad as denying that Hitler was a madman that admitted he had a final solution and tried to kill any Jews he could get his hands on. So
well,
we've got a few minutes to break.
I want to go into what Holocaust means, because it comes from a Hebrew word which means sacrifice. And I do want to go into it, Alex, because that is exactly what it was by Nazi Satanists.
Well, let's do that. We're going to break. That'll take some time. Yes, I'm writing a note. We're going to do that. But just to clarify, you believe the Holocaust happened?
If you're going to push one lie, what keeps you from pushing another one? This government pushed a million lies on us and expected us to swallow it. So what's the next one? It
Absolutely.
Could very well be, because they don't like Israel, and they don't like Jews, and they don't like Christians, and they don't like Sunni Muslims. That's why Saudi Arabia told us to get lost. They are on a holy war against us. And, you know, what's the next lie? I think that the next lie is, and you can read it all over in comments all over the place, that people do deny the Holocaust in this country. And, you know, it's on media everywhere, and they aren't censoring that. It's everywhere.
Sure, but I just want to quantify exactly that. I get 95% of what you're saying, but I want to get it very clear so they can't twist this when we come back. Think about it.
One big lie is just like the other.
Absolutely. And so you're illustrating that by making that point. All right, we're going to go to break. Roseanne Barr is in studio. I'm about to be back in Texas. We're up here because my wife's dad is in the hospital. What is the best website for people to visit, Roseanne?
Uh-oh, I had it written down. Well, my website is, I'm on YouTube for now at RoseanneWorld.com. That's where my videos are. And I'm doing a podcast, you know that. I just started a podcast. Every time I rear my head, my bloodied head, that they're trying to shut me up, I guess because I dare say something about the Obama administration's corruption. You're not allowed to say that either. But because I have, they're just trying to bury me alive like they did my family. But, you know, I'm going to keep coming back, Alex, as long as God brings me.
Powerful. Stay right there. We're back in 4 minutes, Roseanne. Stay with us.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. With the turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening with Pearl Calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Roseanne Barr is in studio. I wish I could be there in Austin, Texas. I'll be back Sunday. I really appreciate her coming in. Legendary comedian, a mother, grandmother, a patriot. And I know that she's extremely pro-Israel, pro-Jewish. You know, literally brought up by Holocaust survivors. We know Hitler did have a final solution. He wrote articles and books and speeches about it. They didn't round up Jews and a bunch of other groups and kill them. Poles, you know, a few years ago, the Poles pointed out that at least 7 million Poles got killed
And then the ADL said, well, don't bring up how you got killed. We're more important. And what Roseanne's saying is everybody's important. I'm not putting words in her mouth. But when I got from the full Theo Von interview, because I went and watched it when I saw the clips 5 or 6 days ago, you know, Roseanne says 6 million Jews should die. Now no Jews died. I said, that's got to be out of context. I saw the clip. It's all jump cut edits. I went and watched the full show. And she was like, this is an evil government. They lie to us about the dead death shots, the elections. Can't believe anything. So why don't I just say no Jews died and more Jews should die? She's trying to get attention to the current mass murder and sacrifice, the Holocaust, going on now in my view. But I don't want to put words in your mouth. This is a historic big interview. They're going to try to twist it, Roseanne. So please humor me. Go through exactly what you were thinking on Theo Von, what you meant by what you said so they can't twist it. Then let's get into what sacrifice Holocaust means. Let's get into all the points you want. I'm going to skip the next break. I'm going to shut up. Don't pause. I'm going to sit back and let you talk. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was trying to make the point about in the home of freedom of speech and individual rights and every wonderful God-given thing that this republic, this constitutional republic afforded us. You know, my grandmother sailed over here. It took her 3 months when she was 16 years old. She came to this country, and she and her two sisters came here as teenagers, and they're the only ones of our whole family that survived the Holocaust. And it's in her memory that I speak out. And it's in her memory because she was a fighter and she was a Republican too, which was unheard of in my family. But it's in her memory that I speak out, because if she had not come to this country, I wouldn't be alive either. And so I love this country. First of all, I love this country most of all. And, you know, I'm an American and I'm an American Jew. And that means a lot to me. It means everything. But, you know, I just, I will not be silent. I will not go silently when my fellow citizens, I will not be silent as they try to put my fellow citizens on trains. I won't go silently. I will not be silent when they try to, you know, jail my fellow citizens with no charges on bogus January 6th. I won't be silent. I can't be silent because of my family killed in the Holocaust by Hitler. I cannot and I will not go silently, nor will I be silent. And if I have to just go individually door to door, hit everybody in the head with a hammer to try to wake them up to let some light in those encased skulls that MK Ultra has done to the American people for the last 40 years, I'm ready to do it. I'll do anything that I can do to awaken the American people as to what is happening to them. That's why I ran for president in 2012 when I saw, I've seen it my whole life. My whole life I've seen where it's going because I saw where it came from. I saw when I was 3 years old those people. I saw them come to America and flourish and come back from the dead. I love this country because it's the only country that gives people rights over government, and people better wake up and realize that and take it back. You can't just sit there and expect because your leaders look like you that they're on your side. Well, they're not. They're not. They don't care about you. Like George Carlin said, they're in a big club and we ain't in it. We're prey. Our children are prey. We have to wake up. We have to take our power back. We do. We have to turn to each other. That's all we have is our faith in God and our faith in each other. And truth. That's all we have is truth. And I was trying to make a point. You can't live under a lie. You can't live with lies and say nothing and not question them. Because look where it leads. It leads to a Holocaust. Every time, lies lead to a Holocaust. That's what I'm trying to say. And how dare they twist it. And you know what is so sad to me is that it's always, you know, it is primarily Jewish liberal people. people on the left who always come after me because I'm such a threat to them. And like Jews like me are such a threat to them in Israel, too. That's what's happening in Israel. Why Obama goes over there and pours all his money and all, you know, uses his charisma against the Jewish people in Israel. He gets all those leftists over there. They have judicial fiat like we had. And people in this country are celebrating judicial fiat when they overturned Roe v. Wade. That was a blow against the empire, and they don't even know it. They're like, oh, you're not going to... That was against judicial fiat, which means that a group of elitists from, you know, leftward universities who care nothing about national sovereignty or human rights in any way, you can see it now, it's becoming clearer to people, I hope. But they make the laws that everybody lives under, but that's not the kind of republic we live in. It's up by and for the people and for each community to decide the standards by under which they live. For God's sake, that's what we're here for. But when a group of six or eight largely men decide for every woman in this country what the laws are and for every taxpayer where their tax money will go, even if they're opposed morally to where that money goes, they have to do it. That isn't freedom, and that was overturned, and that was a great blow for civil rights, and people don't even know it because they're so completely brainwashed. They're so completely stupid, and the left in this country has weaponized stupidity and mental illness, and they're using that just like Hitler did for his street gangs, and that is the truth. They're the brown shirts, and people better, I just want people to wake up. I don't want to go that way. I don't want my grandkids going that way. I don't want your grandkids going that way. I don't even care if you're an atheist or an agnostic or anything else. I don't want no kids going that way. Look what they're doing to kids. Oh, my God. Talk about Nazis. They're sterilizing children without their parents' approval. That's what it is. They're brainwashing them into thinking that they are going to be helped by being sexually mutilated and sterilized. What are you talking about, people? I can't stand it. I'm a grandmother. I'm not going to go silently. I'm not going to shut up. You're not going to call me stupid. I'm smarter. Like I said in my movie at the end of my Roseanne for President movie to these same people, I have more brains than my stupid. You don't call me an anti-Semite. You hate God. You hate the Jewish people. You hate the only Jewish state on earth. Why don't you go over there to some of these other countries and talk about what they do? Israel is completely integrated, you liars. I'm sick of you. I'm sick that you call yourself Jews and you're not. You're Sabbatean Frankists. You're goat worshiping. You're goat worshippers. You know, Alex, the Sabbatean Frankists, the Jewish people, way, way back in the day, they used to cast all their sins onto a scapegoat. That's where the whole scapegoat thing came from. And the scapegoat would run, and it would run off a cliff, and then they'd, you know, this was primitive times, and it wasn't just Jewish people that did it. It was, you know, old Canaanite stuff. But, you know, that's how they would, like, repent or free themselves of their sins, or, you know, that was their mentality. Well, the Sabbatean Frankists, they thought there's two ways to bring, you know, they called it, you know, messianic, what do you call it? Spirituality, like a great utopian thing. There's either to do it.
They believe to bring the Messiah. You got to bring the Messiah to do a certain thing.
They thought, well, there's bring it the way God wants you to, which they thought, well, that'll never happen. Or there's doing it the way evil wants you to do it. And they thought, well, that'll be easier. And that's what they do. And that's what they still do. That's why they worship a goat and an owl, because they think, well, through evil, we're going to...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Okay, we got lied to. What do you make of RF Kennedy Jr., just coming out and sounding like you and myself and so many others? I mean, I think there is a great awakening happening right now. And before I get your take on that, I want to play this clip. It's only 50 seconds. This is clip 14. Legendary comedians Dane Carvey and David Spade destroy Dr. Fauci. I mean, it seems to me like we're really starting to go over the top here. Tell me if I'm wrong, but let's go to this clip.
I miss COVID.
I know. Dude, you know what I knew? There was trouble when anyone that came to our country didn't have to get a vaccine. And I go, If you're telling me I can't go to work, but everyone coming in doesn't have to get one, I go,
well, once we found out, when Fauci said, okay, I'm sorry, but if you've had two boosters and two vaccines, you can get and give COVID to another guy who's had five vaccines and four boosters. Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between a vaccine and a booster?
I don't know. It's just more vaccine, but booster sounds better. Anyway, a guy with 25 vaccines would get and give COVID to another guy with 25 vaccines. That's why I'm introducing the daily COVID shot. Every day you get a shot. By the time you get to your car, you got no immunity. But it's a beautiful 39 seconds.
but it's killed so many people in a race to their immune system. So what is the moment we're at, Roseanne, right now? Are we winning? Are we losing? What do you think?
Well, I just want to say to those two comics, hey, you know, better late than never, guys, and I'm glad you joined up. You know, I wish you would have defended me 5 years ago when I stood there alone. And, you know, for the ones that did, Owen Benjamin, a lot of other comics, Monique, a lot of really people with soul and heart, thank you. You too, Alex. But, you know, I've always been a fighter. I'm never going to give up, you know, till God takes me off this planet. I'm an old bitch, and I won't never stop being an old bitch. I think comedy's going to save the world, as I always was thinking. You know, when I was a little girl and I used to entertain those Holocaust survivors, we said Shoah. But I just love making people laugh because I saw they were thinking because their eyes were moving, you know, and they were looking up and down and thinking. And I love being able to bring that forth. And I always was reading the Bible and, you know, Torah, too. That was my hobby, them and medical books, looking for my diseases. But when I read Psalms 2, it was really deep to me because in Psalms 2, chapter 2, it says that God sits on his throne in heaven and he laughs at the hubris of humans. And so all my jokes and everything, including the one you saw me, including the thing I did, which was satire, but you have to have a half a brain to understand satire, that I did on Theo Vaughn's, all my jokes, I write for God to make God laugh because God's a great comedian and he gets my jokes and I don't care if you idiots don't. So, of course there was a Holocaust, you idiots. I lived through it. When I was 3 years old, they made me watch the Eichmann trials. That's why I got multiple personalities from watching that, from hearing their stories that they would tell. And they would point to me and say, little girls like her, they hung them on meat hooks. How do you think a three-year-old handles that? So don't you call me any Holocaust denier. I deny nothing. I don't deny that Stalin killed almost as many, if not more, Jews. I don't deny that Mao, your idol, he killed what, 50 million Chinese? You guys love to kill people. You're all salivating that you're going to get some Russians too. You're going to use your Ukrainian money to kill more Russians.
Now let's talk about that because 5 years ago, PBS, CNN said Ukraine's Nazi problem. Because for folks that don't know, like you had family that escaped Hitler during World War II. The West was Nazi,
well,
the East was Soviet.
They killed them in Ukraine, Alex. They killed them, the Ukrainians that we're supporting. They killed my family. They buried them alive after they poisoned my grandmother's 12-year-old twin brothers. Her mom went to the pharmacy because they were sick to get medicine. They gave her cyanide for her twins, 12-year-olds.
That's what, in fact, when Hitler first got it in 33, they didn't round people up for 5-6 years. At first, they would just poison you at the doctor's office.
Right.
That is classified. That's
classic. So, they get the professors in the universities, as the Nazis did. Let's just go from Germany. First, they get their fake science professors, which, you know, check. And then they get their religious pulpits, check. And then they get their doctors and their scientists, fake, I call it Monsatan science, check. And then they get the doctors, check. We got it all. You know, start looking for them trains, America.
Well, Roseanne, you're on fire more than ever. You're always on fire, so fire on fire. But let's just go back to this. They even came out in the New York Times.
Hitler stole that election, too. I forgot to say this. You know, Hitler didn't really win. He stole that election, too. The German people never elected him fairly.
Well, you're right. He barely won the presidency, and people think there was a lot of fraud. And then he convinced von Hindenburg as chancellor to step down, and then he unified the presidency that's the lower house and the chancellery that's the upper.
The Workers' Party Socialists.
Yeah, into the dictatorship, exactly. So what I'm saying is the New York Times came out 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago and said, yes, a lot of the Ukrainian troops are Nazis. Yes, they have swastika tattoos. Yes, they Heil Hitler, but they're good people. So we literally have our media saying real Nazis are good, but then Roseanne Barr is a Nazi. I mean, it's just, it doesn't float. People aren't buying it. So what about my question? Is there a great awakening?
say every single day, Alex. That's how the devil likes it. The devil is a trickster, and he loves to fool with us. He loves to get us thinking good is bad and bad is good. Period. Remember, that's what COVID is. It's snake venom. Think about that. The snake, the Garden of Eden, snake, snake, snake. Think about it.
It's the HIV delivery system. You cannot make this up. But to me, it's so crazy because they don't even censor the videos on Twitter. There'll be a video with 5 million views that the Ukrainian military puts out where they're doing blood and soil rituals where they cut their arms, jump in a grave, bleed in it, hail Zelensky, and they're hailing Hitler to a Jewish guy, Zelensky. It's like you said, it's the devil. It's total trickster stuff. Just totally bizarre, insane.
Here's what one of my rabbi friends said, though, because, like, you know what they tell me on YouTube? Well, if you want to get monetized, Roseanne, because I'm trying to get a job, I told somebody, I support a large family of lazy Jews. They fired me off all my jobs. I'm trying to podcast, you know, because I have a lot to say. It isn't that I'm doing it just for money. I'm like you, Alex. I am on fire. But so they told me, well, you can't be on monetized on YouTube unless you support the Ukrainian war. To me, so I called my rabbi. I'm like, one of my rabbi friends. I'm like, how am I supposed to do that? And you know what he told me? This was really great. He said, think about how God works, Roseanne. He's using a Jewish guy, Zelensky, to destroy the Ukrainian Nazis. And I went, wow, God really is funny. He really is funny. That's cool.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think of Ye? You think he was doing the same thing you're doing? Because he wouldn't tell me what his intention was. Coming on and saying Hitler's great, he loves Hitler. What do you think that was? And the mask, I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking your opinion.
I tried to contact him because I think he has a good impulse, but he needs some wires connected. I felt his impulse was there was something good trying to happen there, but he needs some real big wires connected that his culture and background does not know how to connect. And you know, a lot of people who don't know what I know, it's impossible for them to connect it. And that's another reason why I'm podcasting, so that people are going to be able to connect it, because it is going to be a very powerful weapon against the one who wants us all dead, who wants everyone with the soul dead, who wants all of our life force to steal it from us, to get at our children. That's a real thing they want. That's a real thing the devil wants, is innocent children. And so, you know, he's got a lot of wires that aren't connected. He has bipolar disorder, and they probably got him on the wrong meds, but he can correct it with the right kind of meditation, as have I. And I love to help him. And I called his family, and I have offered my help, and they did call me back, but I didn't find the message for 3 months. I'll offer it again. Kanye, I like to help you understand what you don't understand. There's a lot you
perfect.
Don't
well,
understand,
I got his
and
numbers.
In love,
I got
I'd
his
like
numbers.
To help you.
So when we get back, we should both call him and try to figure out what's going on, because I think he means well. We're going to go to break. You take a 5-minute break. You've done a great job.
Can I get a smoke?
Yes, ma'am. I don't want to tattle on you, but yes. You get a 6-minute break. So you get 6 minutes. Please stick with us next hour. Let's come back and talk RFK Jr., Trump indictments, the New World Order. How incredible. But folks, she said all this on Theo Von. They cut it out. They're going to do it here again. It's why the mainstream media is dead. They're not mainstream, the dinosaur media. So we're going to play some promos and stuff. And in the first 5 minutes of the next hour, then Roseanne Barr will be back in 6 minutes. You count this break 8 minutes. So we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with hour number 3 with Roseanne Barr, MadMaxWorld.tv, Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.